My only contact is Mr. Tom, but feel free to bring a gummy bear. But yeah, if you want, go around and introduce yourself, if you use furry name, if you use people name, you want to say a hobby, something interesting about yourself. I always find it interesting to learn people's day jobs. So I work for Brigham and Women's.
How do you do that?
I do a lot of scheduling and medical record stuff.
Right now?
Where's Brigham?
So it's a basketball field thing in the box.
Interesting.
But yeah, if anybody wants to start off, just raise your hand.
What drew you to the medical industry?
Wait.
Okay, hi. My name is Bob Nelson. I'm Anthrocoon. I'm from the North Shore of Boston. And I've been going to cons since 97 with Albany Anthrocon.
I'm
just
going to run around with gummy bears.
Oh, good. Thank you.
Use the tongs.
Sorry about that. Oops, sorry.
So I figured
sorry about that. Again, I'm from the North Shore of Boston. I've been going to cons since 97, including every single Anthrocon, every single Anthro New England. I have a great time. I also, okay, in real life, I work for the Postal Service scanning trucks. But my hobby since 81 is being an FM DJ on WMWM Salem, Massachusetts.
Hey, nice.
And I play things like stuff from Zootopia, Foxes and Peppers, I Made Too Much Pasta, and then other things too. But it's great. I keep talking about, oh, we're going to have so much fun at the convention and everything. I also do panels. I usually do classic cartoons. I asked to do Gray Muzzles, and they said someone already was going to do it. I said, okay, fine, let them do it. So I did Gray Muzzles at FurPoc and a couple other cons. But I have a great time, and I enjoy doing the panels, and it's great to meet people. This morning, my roommate, Joe Strike, and I just got a conversation with two people that we just, you know, a lot younger than us. It's their first con over there. We had so much in common, and it's great. That's the great thing about the furry fandom, not just helping people with charity and everything, but meeting people, and all of a sudden, hey, now they're your friends, and you'll see them at other cons, and it's just great. I think we're going to set a record this year.
Yeah.
We had about 3,600, 3,200, whatever it was last year. I think we might hit 5,000 this year.
Hell
so
yeah.
Have a good time, everybody, and make new friends. Whether it's, I mean, you make your friends online, but making friends here in person. And think how much it sucked not going to cons during the pandemic.
Yeah, dude.
And we still have to wear these. But now we're back. So that's who I am. Bob Nelson, Anthrocoon.
Do you do any ham radio?
No, I've never done ham radio. I don't know Morse code or anything like that. I've never done ham radio anymore. But they used to have at FurPocalypse. They used to have a display of it or something like that. They used to have a demonstration of ham radio there.
Yeah,
they used to have a fox hunt where someone would have a transmitter and they'd go off somewhere and you had to hunt them down. They did that at Anthrocon.
Oh, all right. I might have to spark that back up, my dude. Like,
yeah.
I got a general, so like I've never met any other ham furries.
We're a regular FM station, but of course we're online all over the world.
Yeah.
So that's great that we can do that, and I have a ball.
Let's do it.
Custom Royal Sedan.
Hell yeah.
And we have two members of the fandom who are marvelous mechanics who are keeping that wreck on the road in one piece. My husband is still trying to get the fandom, and we're still having an argument over fursuit. I think I'm going to win, but eventually.
What's the argument?
The argument, I want one, and he says, the hell you will.
Oh,
so we're going to move the line closer and closer to me. Actually, the first step was when I asked for the fursuit, he said, don't shave your back for 2 weeks.
No, you start by getting him one first.
Sell him on.
All right, I'm putting these back up on the table here. If anybody wants them.
What can I say other than the fact that we are looking, there are a whole group of furs in the Philadelphia suburbs, and for my birthday, I have asked them to throw me a Medicare Advantage award.
Anybody else want to share anything? Yeah.
Hi, I'm Driv the Shark.
Hey, Driv.
Hey. And/or James, I'm 36. I'm on the lower end maybe in this room, but I'm a new furry as of last year, maybe
Woo!
A little before that.
Hell yeah!
Second con, I'm having a great time. The community is absolutely fantastic, and as a 36-year-old, maybe like 6 or 8 months ago, I started finding gray hairs in my beard. Yeah. And I was like, what the hell is this shit? So it's good to see everybody here. It's very cool. I love this community, and it's just been so much fun.
Oh yeah, Driv.
Sorry, as a volunteer, could you cover your nose too?
Oh, okay, sorry.
I'm Roger Beaver, or Malcolm IRL. I'm 38. I live in D.C. I've been involved in the fandom actively since early 2019. This is maybe my 16th or 17th con. I go to
that's a lot.
80 years, depending. And my day job, I work for the Federal Railroad Administration.
Yeah.
Trains
last year. Trains.
Do you like trains?
That was the theme last
and we
year.
We blame you for the MBTA.
No, that's the Federal Transit Administration.
All right. Yeah.
Real life, my name's Justin. I'm furry. Kind of hard to pin a name on me as I tend to be a shapeshifter.
Hell yeah.
Currently, I think I have adopted at least 30 to 35 year old.
You're a silver fox now.
This is my second con. Last year I started with my first fursuit. By the end of May, I'm going to have seven.
Cool!
We're all partials except for one. Picking up from Pennsylvania.
Oh, sorry, I have a question.
Sure.
This is your second con. And you were going to have seven suits. Where was the decision that you were like, you know what? This is my whole thing now.
Never found one of this.
Wow. Yeah!
On second life.
Oh, yes.
Which I am currently still on. I play a variety of video games as well. I tend to play a little bit of science, board runner.
Yeah.
Company now is definitely one of my top favorites.
To be honest, I actually have a hard time with social
friends. Thank you for coming.
Yeah.
Woo!
Oh, I also forgot to say, I got my fiance in the band now.
Woo! Oh, hey.
I can go.
Yeah!
Woo! Oh, yeah, I use she, they pronouns. I am 31, so I guess I'm a baby.
Oh, you're a baby!
But too old for the rest of the fandom. It's a weird spot to be in. I'm originally from Portland, Oregon, but I live in Salt Lake City, Utah. A fun fact about me is I've read over 500 books in the last couple of years. So lots of readings. My sonar's name is Pizzazz, and I'm getting a fursuit with her.
Question. Is that named after the
character
from Jeremy Walgreens?
Anything here, basically.
Anything
here.
Oh,
we have a question.
There was a question over there.
Do you know about your sona?
They had a question for you.
Oh, wait.
Oh, I asked if your sona was named after Pizzazz from Jeremy Walgreens.
Oh, no. Oh. Kind of got the idea from the TikTok sound that was like, if I could be sad, we'll do it with Pizzazz.
Am I too young to be here? I'm only 23.
Wait, I have a question.
I just look at furry history too much.
It's okay. I'm a fan of New Kids on the Block.
Red shirt.
Yeah, I don't want it. I think the fandom treats everyone over 21 is old, so.
I'm a little bit under the criteria, but I have back pain, so I figured I would. I figured I'd fit.
And you
can
always be old at heart.
Yeah.
There are some free seats up here. Yeah. We've got a couple seats up here.
Holy moly, there's a lot of us. That's awesome.
I want to go.
Okay.
I'm Kat. I joined the fandom like a month ago, and here I am.
Whoa!
Yeah!
What took you so long, Kat?
Denial.
Hell yeah. Relatable.
I found out that I moved to Boston 5 years ago for work with, like, MIT. And I found out we have a great Irish music scene, so I've picked up the Irish bagpipes since moving here.
Hell yeah.
It's wonderful.
What's your persona? Do you have one?
I'm like a bobcat red-tailed hawk hybrid.
Ooh.
I don't have a name, though. I don't know. If you can think of a cool one, let me know.
Steven.
No.
Donnie Wahlberg.
I'll keep it in mind.
What's your favorite food?
Gelato.
Hell yeah.
Oh, there you go. I guess I'll continue. So like I said, I'm a little bit under the age limit, but like I said, I have back pain, so I fit.
Boo.
My name is Josh, but I'm also Denali. I am a security engineer, so I'm the person that makes all of your lives terrible when you're working on a computer for the sake of making sure you don't bankrupt your company.
Thank you.
Expiring passwords are a fraud.
Yes, they are.
Thank you for the corporate man in the middle.
You're welcome.
It has to be three special characters.
Hey, I'm not the one that runs the phishing tests anymore, so don't yell at me.
Oh, God, I need can you name these three pictures of cars?
No.
Which one of these pictures have the sidewalk in it?
That. Yeah, all the bridges, all the cars.
I'm not allowed to help you with your captchas, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
At least you're not working help desk.
Did you get started there?
I did help desk for 7 months, and I decided I am all set with that.
Bless you.
Wait, a furry and IT?
I know. Oh, yeah. Hey, I'm a furry and IT, and I'm a wolf. At least I'm not blue.
Hey everybody, I'm on like a light. I'm a fox. I'm 45. I am the design director for VR Chat.
I wasn't expecting that, but thank you.
I joined furry twice. When I was way too young to be on the internet, I was a furry muck, and it was great. And then I kind of just walked away, actually, for a while, mostly because there wasn't this, right? Like, stuff wasn't going on. And then, probably like 10 years ago, I was like, I want to go with something furry. And I am giving this to myself as a gift for my 16-year-old self. Like, been going to cons just a couple years. It's great. So, hey, everybody.
For a military contractor, I work on the classified side, and I joined the fandom
see.
Tell us about the aliens.
Cannot confirm nor deny.
Yes.
My first comment was Furrydelphia 2019, and then the pandemic happened, and then we started gravitating online. We gravitated to platforms like VRChat, and I am now a staff member for the Ferality Online Experience and for my time. Tomorrow.
I will be there.
Other than that, joined the fandom I think in 2000, but the friend group I was involved with absolutely despised furries, so I couldn't really fully embrace it. That was until after I graduated college, and I was introduced to an individual who introduced me to all of the New Jersey furry groups, and it just took off from there. Now I'm an event host, and here I am. Here. First time in the world. I'm shaking your hand.
Okay. Do you want to go next?
I'm Germania. I'm 46.
Aww.
I predictably work in a boring IT role.
You're not boring.
I've been aware of the fandom since the 90s, but never really active until the pandemic, and I fell into it via VRChat.
Hell yeah.
And pretty much took over my life.
Yes.
My first
that.
Con was Annie 2022.
Nice. This is
my 10th con. Whoa. I own
2
partials now, not 7. yeah, that's...
What's your sona?
Platinum Fox.
Aw.
Like, when I saw the descriptor of this gray muzzle panel being like people over 30, and I was like, excuse me, I need to come to this panel just to understand what's happening here. I work in healthcare, and VRChat actually is how I rejoined the furry fandom, of all things. I was in school as a fifth grader, reading Redwall and Googling on a really slow
You like it?
I'm like typing in nice,
you
badgers and all sorts of stuff. And apparently that didn't make me a furry. And then I came back to it and like, oh my gosh, yeah, I guess it is. Got on VRChat. And of course I could dress up as any cute animal on there, so thank you. And Amy2022 as well, and it's just been wonderful since.
So my name is Todd Wolfox. I first joined the fandom in, I think it was 2009. My first furry convention was in 2013. I'm not quite, you know, by the textbook definition of gray muzzle yet. I'm 29, but I'll be 30 on Valentine's Day. And I actually work for, I write software for the Nuclear Submarine Fleet.
Whoa! Electric boat?
No.
All right.
All right, who's next? Go ahead.
Hi, you can call me Farah. My son is more feline, and yes, I work fast food, so if you need to see me in the window, yay. If you don't, you're in the back making food or have to meet some new people, so yay. I'm 27, so a little younger there, but I first got into the furry stuff back when I was a kid, watching Inuyasha late at night. Had the biggest crush on of course, the Shomaru, the bigger. But, yeah. And this is my second con. And I'm also Justin's other half. Woo!
My name is Sirs. I'm 47. I'm from Rhode Island. I am basically, I've been in charge of the group in Rhode Island for about 10 years now. And as far as my history with the fandom, I joined the fandom in 2009. But what's funny is that during college in the 90s, I almost joined Furry Month. Mm. So if I did, I would have been in the Phantom 13 years earlier. Yeah. But basically, I was looking, I kind of like rediscovered what the Phantom was in 2007, looked for 2 years, joined the local group in 2009, 2010, and just basically been a part of that group and running it for all this time now. And, you know, I like the community. You know, it started with the artwork and the appreciation, and then it became more about the community. So, been around for a while now.
All right, thanks.
All right, guys. A little bit of a side break.
So, shout out to Cirrus. He's the leader of the Rhode Island Furs.
I am also a Rhode Island Fur.
Nice.
Thanks, buddy. my name's Derek. I'm Red Eye, the Red Lion. But I was born in 1985. So I'm 38, and like a lot of people in this room, surprisingly, I didn't get into furry until 2019. Something happened in that year.
What happened?
Something happened where a bunch of us that were in our mid-30s were like, it's time. You know? I had grown up reading Redwall. Redwall was the first community that I ever felt belonging to. Like, I got on a Redwall message board when I was like 12 years old because like we made our own characters, we role played, we kept storylines going, and none of us thought this is furry. Mm-hmm. No, this is high literature. So that led to Furcadia, which also I never considered to be furry. Because we're just executing, like, communal storytelling. Mm-hmm. We just happen to be animals. It's like Babylon 5, where we might as well be alien species. But I didn't go to my first con until 2019, and I'm so, so happy that it's this community that I ran into, man. You guys are great. Like, I'm so scared.
Your strike isn't here.
And it turns out to be one.
I know, I maybe you can't find the room. I just got
I had trouble finding the room myself.
We're almost at like the halfway mark of the panel. I've got my rainbow fox here. I was going to give it away to the person who's the oldest one in the room. We could also do the longest time in the fandom.
Oldest.
Which would you guys prefer?
Oldest
person or oldest right. in the fandom?
Right, oldest person.
Let's do the oldest. All right. Anybody over 30, raise your hand. All right, so most of us. Anybody over 35, keep your hand up. Okay, still most of us. How about anybody over 40? Keep your hand up.
Okay.
Wow. Let's do 45. Okay, less hand. How about 50? We still actually have quite a few 50s.
Yo. Woo!
We've got 1, 2, 3, 4 that are over. Okay, 60.
65.
I'm too much
short. 62 soon.
Get out of here.
62 on February 2nd.
You're not even a gray muzzle.
Yep.
Born in 62 and I'll be 62.
Okay. So we got these. You two. What's your age?
66.
How about you?
65.
All right.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Right now.
Yeah. You're 66.
Wait,
it's exactly 66. I'm bad at math. This is like the Emmys all
over. Yeah. Sorry, I heard 63.
Yeah, 1957. Thank you.
Woo!
Did this belong to someone? This was when I was sitting here. I don't know.
It's yours if you want it.
Oh, okay.
Are you a silver fox?
I guess so, yeah. Yeah, 62 almost.
What?
Do we want to figure out who's been longest in the fandom?
Ooh.
1997.
Yeah.
Well, actually 96, really.
The first
con was 97.
No, the first con.
'97. This one.
Wow. This one. Oh, wow.
This
one. Woo!
Today.
Yeah.
I should have printed out the
My first film was the very last
perf. No, you're fine.
Yeah.
I have a question.
Sure.
Okay.
So,
I was just going to keep getting
it. It took the furry fandom a while before there was the expectation that people developed their own personas to kind of express their own personality through it. I would like to know, now that we have a group of old folks, like how many of us, like when did people develop their own personas, or do people, or is there anyone here who is still old school and is just into furry but not, doesn't have their own persona?
That's a really good question. Is anybody here, you're into furry but you don't have your own persona? Has everybody set up a persona?
Mm-hmm. When did you get yours?
I'm curious.
Right around
95, 96,
97 when I started.
My persona is really just me.
Yeah.
Like, my name is Tim. My persona is Tim. And I only really know what species is. It's a Kira.
But
besides that.
But this is like you expressing you. You're not developing a character.
Yeah.
That's really cool, man.
Yeah, that's just
really cool. Same way?
Yeah. So when I first got involved and I created my persona and I had I was at a crossroads after Furry Dolphin in 2019. I felt like I couldn't exist as a human person, a persona, without destroying one or the other.
Oh, yeah.
So I chose a third path. I merged the two together. And it made me more socially engaging, it made me a better person. I felt like I became a whole better version of me. So my alternative identity is myself. I can't imagine being anybody but myself. So I am human as much as I am Chevron.
Does Chevron sort of like act as your North Star and helping you determine what type of person you want to be?
But I strive to try to have the best qualities of both the wolf and the human.
I have to say, I love your head. Like, every time you look this way, I feel like the intensity of what you see into my soul.
Yeah.
We didn't even have a word for her then. It was just something done outside my convention. So like from the third one on. Are you from like the Pittsburgh area?
This is awesome. I was not expecting to have so many people show up. This is like, I feel so not alone now. This is great.
Alright, so were you at Herpock in
Oh, I should have been.
You got it right over your backyard.
I know, I was the year before.
Take a punch.
I got to be here.